podcast Conversa Mais Pública.
Olá, bem-vindos ao Conversa Mais Pública, o podcast da saúde mais pública. Hoje estaremos à conversa com Raquel Fernandes Merina sobre o tema do tabagismo. Raquel, welcome to our podcast. Today we will focus on tobacco. You are the president of an NGO called No Fumadores. How did your interest in tobacco and tobacco prevention came?
Well, it was probably like everybody else in tobacco control. It was completely by chance I end up in this field. I have a sensibility about, you know, tobacco in the sense I come from a family where nobody smokes. So the smoke really bothers me. I had to move to London for work for a year and a half. And then I realized that you can live without the tobacco smoke. In Spain, people did smoke inside. And that was very unpleasant. So when I moved to London, I realized people didn't smoke in the office. It was obviously nicer. So when I went back to Spain, all of a sudden the metro in Barcelona banned to smoke in their premises, because so far it was banned to smoke in the cars, but not in the platforms. This newspaper, 20 Minutes, had this section about readers write to the newspaper regarding one question. They were asking, like, what do you think? Do you want it to happen in Madrid Metro? So I did reply, and somebody else who replied in the same sense as me, we got in contact, and he proposed me to petition online for the ban of tobacco, the use of tobacco in Madrid Metro. We had a lot of signers. So the news got interested, TV program, and somebody who was actually thinking about creating an NGO to defend the right of living a life without tobacco smoke, contact me. He told me he wanted to do something about it, and he hadn't found any other NGO that was addressing that problem. Not the way he wanted, because the idea was to not be related with anything else. So we constituted as a non-political, non-religious, non-anything. And the only thing that gathered all the citizens that we form part of the NGO, the citizens' concern about secondhand smoke. He told me the idea, so we created the NGO. Almost 20 years later, I'm still here. So it was completely by chance. One day you get up and write a letter to the newspaper, and 20 years later, you're working on tobacco control. It is, as I say, completely by chance, but I'm a very committed person. And once I did start it, it's like I couldn't stop.
We know that a movement is currently underway at a European level that aims to abolish the sale of tobacco and nicotine products by 2030, thus achieving the first generation free of tobacco. What conditions do you consider necessary to achieve these goals and which Europe still does not have?
Well, there's a lot to do to the tobacco pandemic. It is really needed strong laws and brave politicians to make it happen. Because if the tobacco pandemic were not industrially created pandemic, which is the case, we had finished with it long ago. But there are a lot of economical interests in the middle. European initiative that you mentioned before, it was born in No Fumadores. We were using this tool, democratic tool, that European Commission puts in the hands of citizens to push the policymakers to do something about the tobacco pandemic. Probably because we saw that national governments are not doing enough. This European Citizen Initiative needs 1 million signatures from seven countries, for at least seven countries of the European Union. I really encourage all of you to sign it and to share it too, because it's going to be very tough to achieve that million signatures. Not because there are not 1 million citizens, European citizens that wouldn't sign it, but because it's really difficult to reach those citizens and to let them know this initiative is going on. the initiative is asking, as you say, to the Commission to progressively abolish the sale of tobacco for those born after 2010. Because we think that the only way to finish with the tobacco pandemic is to end the sale of tobacco. And when I talk about tobacco, I'm not talking only about tobacco. I talk about heated tobacco, I talk about e-cigarettes. I mean, it all comes together. It's the same thing. Vaping is smoking at the end of the day. And the tobacco industry is using it to renormalize again the act of smoking. So now we have a new generation of young people addicted to these nicotine products, which are widely promoted in social media because, again, it's a gap in the law to publicly those kind of products in social media. Young people spend like 8 or 9 hours with their mobile phone in social media most of the time. There's a study that says that 9 out of 10 young people and kids are exposed to digital smoke. We have to stop that. And actually, the initiative, that's one of the points that address, because we want the ban of that kind of publicity in social media and also in audiovisual productions. Another issue that the initiative address is environmental issue. The initiative asks the Commission to expand the smoke-free outdoor areas, which is very needed not only for a health point of view, but also from educational point of view. It's a way to denormalize the consume, not only of tobacco, but also nicotine products, so the new generation understand that smoking or vaping is not a normal thing to do. So that's mostly what the initiative is about. There's a lot of more things that could be done at European and national level. I think the most important is legally make the same tobacco and nicotine products. It's the same thing. And the tobacco industry knows. That's why they are behind all the nicotine products and they are pushing really hard to get into the market. Raise the taxes in tobacco and nicotine products. It needs to be very pricey to buy tobacco and nicotine. Otherwise, the young people have easily access to it. And it's also very important to reduce the number of point of sales, starting from the tobacco machines where you can buy tobacco. In Spain, we are starting to have also like vapes. You can buy vapors, one-use vapors in these kind of machines, which is really, really worrying because no one really check who is buying. We're starting to have problems, not only with adults, also with kids, 11 years old. Last week, we had a very viral, it went in Twitter, it got very viral, this video of this girl in her first communion. And she was given as a gift for her first communion, like a dozen of vapors. And she was vaping. That's what we saw on social media. It's happening. It's very needed the political will to make a change. And we need very, very brave politicians.
So this movement came about following pioneering measure adopted by the New Zealand government, which introduced a ban on the sale of tobacco products to all individuals born after January 1st, 2009. So even if the goal is to make access more difficult, can this not be seen as a restriction of individual freedom? What are the main advantages and disadvantages that you identify in the adoption of more radical public health measures, such as this one?
When you are talking about a product that is addictive, personal will is out of the picture. You don't have the freedom to choose you want to use it or not. To start with, you get addicted when you are too young to know what you're doing. And actually, you get addicted when you're around 14. And the tobacco industry knows this very, very good. And that's why the industry is actually approaching the kids and young people to start smoking before the legal age to buy it. So that is like 4 years before the legal age. As I say, there is no freedom of choose when you're addicted to something. So we are actually protecting all these new generations for getting addicted to this product. And I don't like to call it a prohibition. It's actually abolition. Society needs to head to things that are good for them and abolish the things that are bad for society, the same way we abolish slavery, for example. Again, we are not going against the user of tobacco, but we are against the sale of tobacco. We are heading to that end game strategy where less than 5% of people will be a smoker. Well, it would be great to be doing it at once, I mean, to abolish the sale of tobacco, but we understand that there are so many people addicted that that can be done at once. Because if we do it at once, it will be like the like in the US when they ban the sale of alcohol. So it wouldn't work. But even people who are smokers right now do agree that they don't want their kids to start smoking. We did have a survey a few years ago with 5,000 people answering with this only question, at what age do you want your kids to start smoking? And we had actually a rate of smokers higher than the average of Spanish who did smoke. The answer, 97.5% answer, went for never. So there you have it. Even the smokers will agree to do something very radical to don't let the young people to start smoking. And that's why we decide and we think that what New Zealand is doing is the way to go.
In recent weeks in Portugal, a proposal that intends to change the current tobacco law has been discussed. One of the main changes is to place heated tobacco and conventional tobacco products on the same footing, which has caused some resistance. What justifies the popularity of these heated products? Is this a survival strategy for the tobacco industry?
No doubt. They fight for their survival, not for anybody's health. You have to keep that in mind. But not only with heated tobacco, also with nicotine products as vapor. This only the word vapor, vaping, comes from the tobacco industry. That's the mark, a score there. Now everyone is talking about vaping, suggesting that it's only vapor that comes from them when it's aerosols with many toxic substances in them. It's very, very important to put at the legally at the same level cigarettes, like traditional tobacco, with new forms of smoking and vaping. I'm talking about heated tobacco, which is probably the most popular one here, is IQOS, like in Spain with Philip Morris behind it. Electronic cigarettes. As I say, the tobacco industry has managed to not to use the word electronic cigarettes, that it has reminiscence of tobacco, and use the word vaping and vapor. Why it's important? Because we have seen that especially vaping or e-cigarettes are the door to get into tobacco for the kids. It's already studied that a person who vapes has 6 more times the chance to end up smoking than someone who doesn't. So there you will have now the tobacco industry are aiming kids as a target for their publicity of these kind of products, especially in social media. That's why it's very important to put them at the same level, because that includes also publicity. It needs to be at the same level in the 3 main areas. One is publicity, as we talk. Another is taxes. Right now, these new products have no tobacco taxation. What they do, what happens if they are sold at very similar price that tobacco, meaning that all the revenue goes to the tobacco industry. In this case, not even the government gets money for it to invest in prevent tobacco or tobacco use or vaping use. it would be used only for revenue for the industry. And by taxing it, we will get to raise the price, hopefully. But it's also important that we put it at the same legal line in where it can be used. Because one of the things that smokers are doing now, they don't use this kind of tobacco, heated tobacco or e-cigarettes for quitting smoking, but to use it where they cannot use regular tobacco. So they go with the dual use. So at the end of the day, it's even more dangerous for health, because not only the tobacco dangers are there, but also the cigarettes dangers. That now there's a new disease called EVALI that is related with the use of e-cigarettes. This is a strategy of the tobacco industry, a real good one. We have to keep in mind they have all the resources, the best lawyers, the marketing people, the best everything, because they have a lot of money, to normalize again the use of tobacco, smoking, and what we have achieved in the last 10 years, I will say, we are going a step backward in what we have achieved. So we have to react really, really quick.
The NGO No Fumadores and the Portuguese Society of Pneumology are currently collaborating on the issue of tobacco smoking prevention. What does the future hold for this partnership?
My colleague from the Portuguese Pneumologist Society, Dr. Sofia Rivera, it's very interesting what we're doing in Spain from the civil society point of view, and she wished that some similar movement can be started in Portugal. I think it's very important because if we want to make a better world, if we have to make our world smoke or vaping is not an ad, that, as I said before, we need new laws, very advanced, progressive, brave laws. And for that, we need to push not only health groups, but also social civic groups.
And finally, we would like to ask, how can public health residents contribute to the fight against smoking and decrease the number of smokers in Portugal? Do you have any suggestions for training opportunities or projects that we can integrate in this area?
Well, you are key in this fight, I would say. I mean, public health. Tobacco has everything to do with public health. And this is very interesting because if you see tobacco industry is trying to make popular or to say everyone, hey, this is helping people, and I'm talking about the new ways of consuming heated tobacco and cigarettes. This is a healthier way to smoke. It will help people to quit. You have to keep in mind the public health, it's first that individual health. What it might work for an individual, it doesn't work for public health. You have to be very sure, and you have to believe that what tobacco industry is trying to pull off in here has nothing to do with public health. Actually, these new ways of smoking are a way, as we say, so kids start smoking. So what can you do? Wow. Push, push, and push. Make noise, make noise, make noise. You have to start talking about endgame, tobacco endgame in Portugal. I think it's very important. What's the tobacco endgame? Tobacco endgame are measures with the goal that the number of people who smoke in Portugal are below 5%. And you're actually even closer than we are in Spain. You have less smokers than we do have. You have to keep the tobacco control in the political agenda. And that's why you need to keep making noise. You have to create public opinion regarding the need to stop the tobacco epidemic.
Well, thank you so much, Raquel, for taking some of your time to discuss this topic with us. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for me.
Este podcast encontra-se disponível no website Saúde Mais Pública, no Spotify e no Anchor. Se gostaram do podcast, sigam as novidades no nosso site, onde podem subscrever à nossa newsletter. Se tiverem sugestões para os próximos episódios, podem sempre enviar-nos um e-mail. Obrigada por nos ouvirem e vamos continuar a tornar a saúde mais pública.